everybody. Welcome to another episode of Paranormal Social Radio.
So anyways, here we are for episode 4. I am Chris, and then you got Dustin, and you got Max is also here. And we're going to talk to y'all about some stuff tonight. Among, if you should allow drinking or anything before, during, or an investigation.
Drinking, doing drugs, prescription pills, anything that's mind-altering.
Background checks. We're going to talk about a spook light. And one of our favorite places to go is the Victorian. That's among some of the topics that we're going to talk about tonight. Monday. And our special guest
host. Next Monday.
Next Monday.
Kind of excited. One.
You're excited?
So, drinking. Should you drink before or during an investigation?
Not at all.
Why not?
Because you should not do anything that could alter your mind or your thinking in any way whatsoever.
Or your physical improvement. Don't you think it would enhance your psychic ability to sense things?
No, I do not think that it would enhance anything besides your
sloppiness. Ability to think things are happening and fall downstairs and hurt yourself.
So what you're saying is, if you get something and you're drunk, then you just have to throw it out because you're drunk and you might be imagining things.
Yeah, or here's the thing, just don't do it at all. And if you're going to do it, then don't go to an investigation. Because a lot of times we go to people's houses, and do you really think they want someone drunk or that's on some kind of prescription pills or was doing drugs before the end and they got there and, they can't
say
focus?
Say you go do a business and you're eating and you drink a beer.
Before an investigation.
Before an investigation, you go there to eat. And
still no.
Enjoy before the investigation.
Investigation, you should be completely straight headed. Absolutely. Maybe some caffeine.
All right, yeah. I totally agree. Because
if you want to drink pop or anything like that.
Anytime you drink, you're risking contamination of all sorts.
Yeah.
You're also risking professionalism as well.
What about drugs? Might as well throw that in there too.
Well, yeah. That's
I don't want nobody on my team tripping on mushrooms or something while we're doing an investigation.
It would enhance your, abilities for the paranormal.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Wow,
Duncan.
Did you, Chris, see that?
Hold on. Have you done this before, and I just haven't realized that you've been on something while we're doing investigations? Because he's pushing it. Have you noticed? You noticed that, Dustin? He's pushing it pretty hard.
I'm a good boy. I don't do that sort of stuff.
He's pushing it. He's sitting there saying that basically that's what he's done.
Speaking of that, background check. Didn't you do a background check on me?
I did.
You should know I'm a good boy. I don't do that sort of stuff.
Jailbird.
We actually had a question that kind of goes right there along with this. So how do you feel about the clients drinking at the investigations?
Don't like it at all. I've been on plenty of investigations, and I've had that happen.
Yeah, I don't like it, but
they don't act right, man. They sit there
and house.
Try to. Yeah, I understand it's their house, but they should show us the same respect that we're showing them because they did ask us to come in and investigate what they are claiming. But how do we know that what they're saying is real, or if they're completely honest, if they're drinking right now? And a lot of the things they're saying, did you hear that or did you see that? No, we didn't hear or see anything. Only you did. Because you're over there stumbling around drunk. We got a new baby.
Somebody just got mad.
Oh, yeah. It's okay.
If any of you didn't know, he just had a baby, what was it, last week?
Here's our news. Investigator.
Look at that. He even looks like me.
So, do y'all do background checks on everybody? If they're going to investigate with you, whether it be part of your group or client or what? Who all do you do background checks on?
My background checks are kind of weird. I will go and I will check and see what you post publicly on like your Facebook pages and stuff like that. Yeah. The reason being is because I don't want you coming and do an investigation with me, and you know these people are going to get your name too. They're going to check you out as well. Well, if you got a bunch of pictures, you know, posting anti whatever, you know, something bad or racist remarks or drug remarks or something like that, I can't have you on my team because, let's face it, I don't know how to explain it the right way, but you understand what I'm saying, right? They can find you. People can look you up really easy, and I don't want those opinions to go on my group because it's basically my family.
They do a bunch of whining or doubting everybody and everything they come across.
They can do that all they want. I don't care if they do that. But as far as like what I'm looking for is like a lot of posts about like smoking pot or something like that. You know, I don't like that stuff because
I need to delete all that stuff off my Facebook, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's why I don't investigate with you, Chris. That's why you got to stay in Chickasha.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Anybody is a friend of mine on my Facebook knows I don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, we do the same thing. We actually run them through a bunch of jail logs or any kind of public record sources that we can look at. We also try to find out how many people we know that they know, how many friends we have in common, you know, things like that. So that way we can try and ask around or find out any kind of information on someone.
That's a reflection of you. That everybody in your group's a direct reflection of you. That's why you've got to.
Yeah.
Really. If you go to a home or a business, you don't want them stealing from the house or business.
Yeah.
Because it looks bad on y'all. And
yeah.
And well, if they go in there and they're cussing up a storm and just being rowdy, you definitely don't want them there either. So.
No.
Because every little thing they do reflects upon the group.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's just like we were talking before. Quiet
is acting the fool. We'll just stop the investigation and leave.
Yeah, we have done that. But that's like we were talking before about having members go in and do things like that, because that's what other teams have done. They've had members on their team go in and break things or steal things from someone, and then they just ruin it for everyone else.
Yeah, we actually can't go back to at least one place I know of because other groups breaking stuff, and that was one of our regular places we used to like to go.
They broke things and they stole things.
Yep.
I think everybody in my group got to go but me.
Yep.
We didn't invite you.
Yeah, I got invited. I just always have to work. And I'm one of them guys, stupid responsibility. God.
All right, y'all ready to talk about the spook light?
Yeah, and by the way, if anyone has any questions, just start just sending them in right now. Just start typing them up. Just comment. And we're actually going to try to start answering questions every show, but we're going to do it at the end of the show. What do you think, about 15 minutes? 15 minutes?
Yeah, 15 minutes.
So, yeah.
All right.
If we can just do that, that'd be great.
Cue the photos, and I'll talk about spook light.
Hold on a second.
Now, has anybody heard about the spook light?
I've heard about it a whole lot, but I haven't ever been there.
I didn't hear about it until y'all brought the topic up with me. I'm like, I had to look it up, and I see the photographs. I think it's pretty cool.
I want to go look at it myself, but you know, something tells me it's some sort of a weird reflection or something like that. You know?
Yeah, I'm not going to travel there just to see it. It's not something I'm just going to go there just to see.
All right. Well, if I'm in the area, I want to go ahead and throw it up there. And if you want to talk about it, we'll go ahead and talk about it. But I'll go ahead and throw it up, and it's just going to repeat some pictures. But here it is.
Okay. The spook light, also called the Hornet spook light, Hollis Light and Joplin Spook Light, is light that appears in a small area known locally as the Devil's Promenade on the border between southwestern Missouri and northwestern Oklahoma
west of the small town of Hornet, Missouri. Even though it was named after a small unincorporated community in Missouri from which it is most commonly reached, the light is most commonly described as being visible from inside the Oklahoma border looking to the west. The spook light is commonly described as a single ball of light or a tight grouping of lights that is said to appear in the area regularly, usually at night. Although the description of the light is similar to that of other visual phenomena witnessed throughout the world, the term spook light, when standing alone, generally refers to the specific case. Numerous legends exist that attempt to describe the origin of the spook light, one of which involves the ghost of two young Native American lovers looking for each other. In 2014, a professor from the University of Central Oklahoma conducted an experiment explained the spook light as car headlights at the junction of Highway 137 and East Pinty Road outside of Quapaw, Oklahoma. Yeah.
Or hold on, you said Quapaw, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've actually been there and done an investigation. That's not too far. I've been there where the spook light is at, but I've never actually tried to, I don't know. I've never stayed and tried to really see it.
Yeah. I got to see it. You know, but is there any specific time you got to be there? Or what, does it happen pretty much every night?
I think it's just at night.
Just every night.
But some of the first encounters with light, but trail back to the Trail of Tears in the 1830s. However, the first document sighting is usually accepted to have occurred in 1881. Although some report sightings as far back as 1866.
Yeah. I'm going to let these pictures roll through a few more times. And if anyone's ever been there, if you want to comment and kind of talk to us about it, kind of tell us, do you know if it's every night or do you, or is it every night? If it's every night or it has to be a certain night, I think is what I need to say. Certain times, anything like that.
Could this potentially be one of those spots we need to go check out?
Could be.
Is it live?
So, I mean, what are your thoughts on it, Dustin? What do you think it is? What do you think it could be?
After looking at these pictures and stuff, the road seems pretty isolated to where it'd be pretty hard for it to be reflections of cars driving by and stuff like that, you know? Does anybody ever get close to it? Or
no, I think that when everyone tries to get close to it, it just goes away.
I might want to add that I read all this from Wikipedia. I don't know what Wikipedia coming down on us.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's... I honestly believe that it could possibly be headlights in the distance. But
yeah.
I don't know. I've never been there. So that's just my opinion.
I think it's something explainable. But I haven't been there, so I can't vouch for that.
Yeah. Well,
that's something I want to check out one of these days.
Yeah.
I think it's something we have to get together maybe and make a trip north.
What's up?
All right, we're going through all this kind of quick, but one of our favorite things to talk about is Victorian anyways. We could talk about this all night.
Yeah, I mean,
you got a picture of the Victorian house, Max?
No, I don't. I don't have a picture of it. I'm not really wanting to put too much of that out there, because of the people who live there now. It's not the same. So, but we do have videos and stuff like that. I actually have a video that I could show. I guess we can give a little background on it before I do. What it is they called us in so many times. they were getting things. They were getting scratched, pushed downstairs, hearing bootsteps. And then another thing is they were seeing a woman in white at the end of the stairs walking through the hallway in another room. They'd hear things being moved, thrown. Different kind of spots would show up on the floors, and then some of the spots would go away. Just a lot of weird things. Shadows of people walking outside. You'd see people walking outside. used to be it was a big house in the Prohibition, during the Prohibition era. God, I can't talk tonight. And so they would, there's these passageways in the floors, and you could lift up the floor and go into the basement area and stuff like that. But now all the basement, there's only, from, what was it, two rooms? There's only two rooms left in the basement. Everything else was concrete and dirt. They covered it.
Yeah.
I never went down there.
They sealed it all up. So we would go. First few times, we got absolutely nothing. And then we started, you know, slowly getting things every time we would go. And then one night...
That wasn't me.
One night, things started to get kind of serious. We heard, I was actually filming. I was holding a camera that night, and I was with two of the guys that lived there. And we were on the third floor, and we could see these shadow figures walking past and going around all the room. And we would hear thuds and stuff every now and then. And all of a sudden, the camera shuts off, but the audio is still going because I have my audio recorder. And so you can still hear what's going on, and there's a low growl. And the guy, you know, he said, you know, what the f*** was that? And I was like, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm pretty sure I know because it's what it sounded like. So eventually they just moved out. And what is it? Let me see. We went back a few more times after that. And then one of the last times we went back, we were using a spirit box. It scans a little radio thing, scans frequencies. And this is actually what we got. So I'll go ahead and I'll play it. I'll let it play a few times just so everyone can hear it. I'll turn our mics down so you won't hear us. So here it is.
Remember. What do you remember?
Something watching me, and you see on the third floor, you can swear somebody's staring at you out of that third floor.
Oh, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. We didn't have the microphones turned back up. Okay, anyway, we were talking about a picture of us that I'm about to show when we were at the Victorian house of the cliff that we showed just a minute ago. And it is just of us standing. We're sitting in a closet, and that was what we were talking about. The lights went off up there, and, you know, we were all up there doing our thing, trying to set up. Lights went off, you know, came back on. We heard a bang. Everyone tried to run down the stairs real quick. And it was bang, 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 bang all the way down the stairs. We had the sheriff's office come out, check out the place. And they cleared, you know, they cleared the basement, cleared the first floor, heard noises from the second floor, and then went up to the second floor, and it was, you could hear it coming from the third floor. Went up there, you know, thought, well, there's nowhere else that these people can hide because they're on the third floor. So we went up to the third floor, and, you know, obviously there was nothing up there. So the deputy said that we did have something there, but, you know, he said it wasn't living. Let me see. Here's the picture. I have to resize it. But this is a picture of us in that closet upstairs. We were actually watching the DVR system.
Yeah, and right out that little door there is where, man, it's creepy out there.
Yeah, right outside that's an upstairs, like, loft area to the garage. But that was the room that I was in when the lights went off, and, you know, we tried to get out of the house because we really didn't know if it was a living person in the house or not. I honestly did not believe that it was a living physical person in the house. But yeah. And again, we apologize about the audio. I made a mistake. I was trying to get everything turned back on. But yeah. In this picture, it's me sitting on the floor, then Dustin sitting in the chair, and then the person kneeling down is Derek, who is a member of my team. But yeah. Yeah, I made a big boo boo there with the audio. yeah, the Victorian, it's just a crazy place, and it sucks that we can't get back in there anymore, because people who live there, I don't think they want that kind of interaction with us and with the paranormal.
Well, I hope they're not getting anything bad. I hope whatever's in there left, and yeah. So I hope that's what's going on with them. But if anything is, I hope they call us.
Yeah, it'd be awesome if they would.
That was so great about that place. It was just like a place out of a movie, though. You know, it had two fireplaces on the first floor. I mean, three stories going up.
Yeah,
it's an awesome house.
It's a big, nice house. I wanted to actually buy it, but I couldn't afford that. I wanted to buy it and turn it into like a bed and breakfast / you know, office for the team. But, you know, if I had that kind of money, I would have. It was a crazy, even have the old crazy greenhouse on the back,
too. Mm-hmm. The big old greenhouses. Like,
oh, yeah.
That was cool, too.
Yeah, remember that? We had that there, and we had the generator down there one night because we didn't have any electric to the house.
Yeah. You know, we figured out how to wire that generator into the pole, and it would just lit the whole house up. We could turn the light switches on.
Yep.
We figured that out.
Yeah, that was a fun time. Yeah. Oh, another thing about that house is when they were there, said that the... You know, a lot of people are, you know, they have like a phobia or whatever, taking a shower and thinking someone's going to be in there, so they're afraid of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they said that.
Yeah, they were up there taking a shower. Girl said
every time she took a shower, it sounded like there was some guy talking to her outside.
Somebody, yeah, someone in there, and it looks like shadow going by, and she'd pull that curtain, and nobody would be there.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, the place is amazing. It's terrible that it's not there anymore. Well, it is there, but it's terrible we can't get in there.
Yeah. So there's also the there's that hospital we went to a lot. I don't know if we can say the name, but that hospital we used to go to a lot.
No. Up there. yeah, that one was pretty good too. That'll probably have to be another show. See if we can get the people on here that own it now if they want to tell stories. Because we do know those people, but I mean,
we went there pretty much at will there for a while.
Yeah. All right, well, do we have anything else we can talk about? There's no questions
or
anything.
Yeah, I'm about to pop up something real quick. Obviously, we will be back on Thursday, same time. Well, hopefully not the same time. Hopefully 8 o'clock. But because we were, what, 15 minutes late this time?
Yeah. We want to talk about our guest next Monday.
Yeah, that's what that's what I'm working on right now.
Okay, it's kind of excited about this one. It's all right for us just starting out. We're doing pretty good, I think.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let me see. Give me a second, and I'll be right.
All right. You guys got any? I guess we can talk about what we're doing this weekend, right?
Yeah, talk about it. Just don't give any kind of like address or anything like that. But yeah, we will be trying to do some live videos from there. We'll post some pictures, and we'll just do little video updates every now and then. But go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to do some investigating this weekend. Actually making a video. Is that right, Max?
Making a movie.
Yeah, we're gonna make a. We have a couple some similar on our website. I don't know if you guys have it, but you can kind of see what we're kind of working on here. But it'll be a pretty nice little documentary style investigation, you know, movie of some sort, a video of some sort. But we'll let you guys watch it and kind of, you know, let you do on a different level, and also do some live streaming and stuff like that. So let you know what we're getting and. Eventually, hopefully, we'll be able to do some live streaming while investigating so you guys can be a part of it as well. That's kind of what we're working on our end down here. So, you got anything to add, Chris?
No, I'm just hoping to make it at least one of those nights because of work. Because the only time I really work is on weekends now. So, it's a big conflict investigating and work. You got to pick one.
It's kind of. I'm going to do it a little bit different than any other investigation this time, too, is I'm going to come up Friday night. I'm going to set up all of Scar's equipment with Chickasha's equipment, and we're going to run it literally for 24 hours straight. We're going to, whenever we get through investigating Friday night, we're just going to leave it hooked up. We're going to leave, come back the next day and pick up right where we left off. So it'll be literally about a 24 to 48 hour investigation. We're going to have video out.
Awesome.
Yeah. We'll have video while nobody's there. I mean, that's what'll be kind of cool. Nobody
will
be
our last opportunity to investigate that house ever.
Yeah, someone goes flying across the room and nobody's there. Guess what? We got it on video this time. We need to make sure we have every. That's the plan for this weekend in my eyes, but I don't know about you guys. Okay. Let's do that. What's that?
I haven't seen any video in a while. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. So this is.
I'm just going to say, what's her name? And
yeah, it's Deborah. She was born and raised in Southern California, and she is a paranormal survivor who began to explore the paranormal as an investigator 10 years ago. Through research and experience, she found her way into specializing with demonic cases and focused on the spiritual warfare aspects of this field. Deborah has now been working with private cases for 6 years, and featured as an investigator on Destination America's Demon Files. She is continuing on with the ministry and is continuing her experience and research in the field. So yeah, we're pretty excited about having her on. She will be the first of many pretty awesome guests that we have, and we're just looking forward to it, and it will be February 6th, next Monday.
Yeah, can't wait, actually.
Yeah. It's going to be a good show. It's going to be a really good show.
And so all the viewers, be sure to tell all your friends about it. We need as many people to watch this as possible. Because
oh, yeah.
We're some pretty good guests on the show.
Yeah, so if anybody has any questions and they'd like us to answer them right now, just go ahead and comment. We'll give you a couple minutes. If not, then we'll go ahead and just end the show here and be back Thursday night. And everything will be running a lot better.
Hopefully, between now and Thursday, I'll post a little thing that we might be talking about Thursday during the show. Hopefully, we can figure it out. That way, you kind of know what we're going to be talking about. If you're going to be really interested in it, you definitely don't want to miss it. But you definitely don't want to miss next Monday.
Yeah, and like I said, just kind of pay attention. If you haven't already, go check out the picture that's posted there about how to get notifications from us every time we post something, every time we go live. And that way, you can just kind of stay in the loop with what we have going on. And Friday and Saturday, we'll have the investigation going on here that we're turning into the movie like they were talking about. And we will be posting pictures and video updates and some live stuff as well. So, should be a good one.
Yeah, that's what we got going on this weekend. So, anybody have any questions? We'll start getting ready to go. So, you been getting any sleep, Chris?
Here and there. earlier, I literally passed out sitting right here in this chair.
Couldn't help it, huh?
Yeah.
Just don't fall asleep driving down the road or anything like that.
Oh, I haven't done that in a while. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, we don't have any questions coming in, and I've been busy for the last few days. That's why.
Sorry about being a little late, but hopefully we got all the bugs worked out. I'm not saying they are, but I'm hoping they are.
Yeah. Well, that's why my mom, our other co-host, had her on here. She was sick, and then she started moving, and that's what I've been doing, helping her move, and we've been doing that all day for the past few days, and as soon as we end this, I'm going to hop right back on it. But after this week, everything will be done, and we'll have a some more stuff.
We just got a sorry to cut in there.
No, I just had a comment.
We might maybe Thursday we try to talk about some EVPs or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. I mean, what I played earlier was sort of like an EVP, except it was through, we actually heard it because it was coming through a spirit box, but it wasn't actually an EVP from a an actual recorder that we didn't hear when it happened. We've got a real good one that we were all on together in Tuttle. We can probably play that one as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That one would be a pretty good one.
We'll do that. We'll talk about EVPs.
What about the first episode, The Growlity? Towards the end of the investigation.
Oh, yep. In Rush, yep. Yeah. Yeah, we've got plenty. I mean, we can do this all day.
Between all of us.
Oh, yeah.
I'll pick out about three or four really good ones we have. And
We could talk about our favorite ones. You know, we can go in depth about the EVPs we've done.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have a lot of those to go through. Yeah, and like I said, the guest next Monday is going to be the first of a lot of pretty amazing people we're going to have join us on here. Tonight's show was kind of tossed together around, I don't know, and I made some mistakes.
Yeah, we didn't want to bring a guest on and have to cancel the show because of technical difficulties again, so
yeah,
we just kind of winged it tonight.
And with me being busy with doing things, and I know Dustin working and being busy, and Chris having a new baby, so we're just still working out some stuff, and we're still new to doing all this, and we're going to get it figured out.
It'll be
a little better.
Yeah.
All right.
Tonight was pretty good, but it had some problems.
All right, everybody. Y'all have a good night and safe weekend. Hopefully we can talk to y'all this weekend.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all then. We'll post
videos. Bye, everybody. Have a good night.
See ya. Bye.